Blog Talk Radio.
Will it do it?
Like an idle mind is the devil's playground. So your parents made sure that your day was filled up with activities from the time that you woke up to the time that you went to bed. They monitored and orchestrated the whole thing. Go maestro, go maestro, go maestro, go maestro. So it's on. Let's go. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. Is this your daily, the Daily Go Get-A-Mism Show? We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. I am your host, Sun 752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. This is the Daily Go Get a Business Show all up in your area. Like I said, I'm feeling like a real man should, and I hope y'all feeling like real men and women should, too. So tonight we gonna talk about it, be about to get into it. You know that we gonna sift it out. We go through it. That's worse. So we're talking about when you have way too much time on your hands. You know how people say this to people all the time, especially when people come up with crazy, quirky ideas, or they invent things or present things that are a little off kilter or whatever. But also, when people start to get in trouble,
when people start to get in trouble, people start questioning whether they have too much time on their hands. Like maybe this person needs something to take up their time because they're starting to get into behavior that's not constructive. Some people can be very, very curious, and that curiosity can lead to destructive behavior for some people. Like with people who get high a lot. People tend to believe that if you have other things in your life that are taking up all your time or that are keeping you busy or that are interesting you, then you won't have time to be getting high all the time, sniffing all the time, drinking all the time, huffing all the time. You won't have enough time to do all of that. There is some evidence to support that that might be true. And then there are cases with people that I know and that you may know where you don't really think it's going to make a difference. Once a person is all in, they're all in with what they do, and nothing can stop them. Nothing can reverse influence them. Nothing can stop them from being on that road to ruin. So what about you? What about you and yours? How well do you do when you have a lot of downtime, idle time, free time? Do you get bored? Does your boredom lead you to start doing all kinds of crazy stuff, wild stuff, all kinds of out-of-bounds behavior? Or do you start to build? Do you start to create? Do you start to craft? Do you start to work on your independence? Do you start to become a more constructive person? Listen, for the most part, there are two people in this world, the builders and the destroyers. The builders and the destroyers. Now, the builders are the types of people that either lead the construction, like they're always going on to something that will cause an improvement in some area. You know, they think progressively. And also the builders can be the people that follow. Being a follower gets such a bad name in society. I don't understand that. People always saying be a leader, always be a leader. Well, not everybody's going to be a leader. And we don't need everybody to be a leader. We need effective leadership. We need effective leadership and we need effective following. That's what we need. So the destroyers are people who have no interest in building anything, constructing anything. Sometimes destroyers are rebels. And you can have rebels that are also constructive people. Like they may rebel against injustice or unfairness or something that isn't really constructive in its nature. And maybe they want to rebel so they can build something else better. And there's nothing wrong with that. But that would still put you on a builder in a builder's category. I'm talking about the destructive rebel is the type that never sees the good idea in other people's ideas. The destructive rebel is the one that's jealous, envious of other people, and don't like to see anybody else be productive or get their shine on or be the center of attention or basically get the things in life that they want. So they decide to tear down all that kind of stuff. Like, nah, we ain't got to do that. Don't nobody want to do that. We ain't doing that. Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure y'all know the type. I'm sure y'all know the type. We have these types of people in our families. We have been boyfriends and girlfriends and lovers and spouses with these types of people. And when you are a lover with somebody who is destructive, it can make you look back on that situation and have you like, what the hell was I thinking when we got together? But hey, we were all young once, and we all had our definitive view of what the world is, how the world is, and what we want it to be, and how it would be if only people would just do this and that and all of you. Remember, it's Throwback Thursday, right? Remember how when you were young and when you were optimistic and you really believed that there were just a few people in the world that were messing it up for everybody, that for the most part, people wanted things to be the right way, the right way. Remember? We really believe that people generally wanted things the right way. Well, when we got a little older, we realized how many different right ways there were in the world and how right takes on a life of its own. And it's so often a matter of perspective. So that's just something, that's just something that we had to deal with. You know what I'm saying? It's just something that we had to deal with. Let me shout out my people. This is going Carol Chamber. Let me... Mi favorita, my brother Ansel Jones is all up in the house. What's going on, my brother Ansel Jones? And T. Carrie Wright, morning, noon, and night. It's always great to have my peoples going directly into your site. And Stacey White, what's going on? Thanks for coming through. Thanks for showing up on this. And Shirley Show, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. What's going on with you, girl? And I think that's it. Let me make sure that I look through it. I think that's it for now, yo. It's going on down. Everything is going to be y'all right. No ifs, ands, or how. All right. So, way too much time on your hands. You may have children that you feel like can't be. You may feel like they can't be trusted if they have too much time on their hands. A lot of us have had children who were hyperactive, not necessarily ADHD, but some of us have had children who were fast thinkers to the point where they may have been smarter than other students in their classrooms, even though they may not have been the smartest person in the classroom as far as the work was concerned. There have been plenty of cases where some children were so intelligent that they were actually proven to be smarter than the teacher. So the pace of the class wasn't moving fast enough for them, but it still didn't translate into them doing good in the classes. It's a weird phenomenon. Yeah, it's a weird phenomenon, but it has happened. So we're going to take a look at that. We're going to take a look at that as far as having too much time on your hands. So you may have had a child who was always on to the next bad thing. Always on to the next bad thing. Way too much time on their hands. Soon as they saw a small window of opportunity, they was going to make sure that you had to come get them off suspension, come up and talk to the teacher about something that they done, come get them from the precinct, the cops done picked them up, the cops then dropped them off at the crib. You know, the neighbors then talked about how they done messed up their yard, broke their fence, messed up their window, flattened their tires, broke their car windshield. You know what I am talking about. And it was always when your child didn't have something to do. You knew that if they finished their homework, they wasn't just going to sit there and watch TV. If you were strict with them and tried to keep them in the house, as soon as they got a couple of minutes alone, they was going to bolt out of the house. Pew! Wait a minute. It's too quiet in this house, and I ain't heard from Malcolm. Where's Malcolm? Malcolm ain't in the middle. Malcolm in the middle of some bullshit. You know, Malcolm is at the playground. Malcolm is riding his skateboard. Malcolm is riding his bike. Malcolm done disappeared with his friends. Malcolm is over his friend's house playing video games. Malcolm is doing this. Malcolm, you know, starts smoking cigarettes and weed and drinking and, you know, all kinds of stuff. Just when he had a little window of opportunity. The thing is, you might not be able to stop that. Because you may not be the reason that Malcolm or Janice is acting out. There are some children, and this is a crazy thing to say, because I normally think that there's always a solution to why a child's behavior is the way that it is. But sometimes there isn't any answer that we know about. There may be a reason that a child is acting the way that they are, but it may not be a reason that we know about. But we do know that they may have too much time on their hands, or when they have extra time, or when their schedule isn't jam-packed and they aren't being monitored closely, that they start to get into trouble. What's up, my man, Ja Biggs? What up, my kid? Good to see you, my dude. Good to see you. Let me see. T. Carrie Wright says, some folks do all the wrong things when they have idle time. It's true. It's true. It's true. And it's crazy because when you get alone, sometimes when you get alone with those people and they are in a more controlled environment, you see like, damn, you know, they start to brighten up more. You see how incredibly creative and talented they are, and how you can see that it could be a totally different situation if they care to be the way that you know that they could be. But they're not interested in that shit. They got too much time on their hands, and they're going to make sure this shit gets fucked up. Now, let's go to the relationship part of this thing. Let's go to the relationship part of this thing. You may have dealt with a boyfriend, a girlfriend, a husband, well, a spouse, period, that you could not trust if they had too much time on their hands. You may have been dealing with a person. It's one thing to deal with a flirt. One thing. It's one thing to deal with a flirt. But if you're dealing with the type of person that you know will cheat on you as soon as they get a couple of hours by themselves, you know they're going to be up in somebody's face. They're going to be inside somebody's pants. And you know it. And you're thinking like, damn, they didn't have a lot of time on their hands. They definitely didn't have too much time on their hands. But the time that they get, if your eyes aren't on them 24/7, then they're going to take that opportunity to work on fucking y'all relationship up. Not that it might not be messed up already when you really think about it. When you really think about it, if you have to have your eyes on the one that you love all the time, then that's a lot of work for you. And the crazy part about it is sometimes that's work that people are more than happy to put in. More than happy. It's the wildest thing. You know, it's crazy. But some people do it. They don't mind. You know, they like, well, you know, everybody has their thing. Everybody in a relationship has their problems, and this is my problem. So if I got to make sure that my man is doing the right thing and that he ain't cheating and that, you know, these bitches out here ain't enticing him, you know, because a lot of women believe that shit. Yeah, have you ever heard somebody make excuses for the man or woman cheating? Everybody just want what I got. They want what I got. These bitches out here, they want what I got. So they see my man, he looking good, and they don't want us to be happy, so they be all up in his face. And I'm like, and that's how his dick wound up in the mouth? That's how his dick wound up in the mouth, huh? That's how they wound up in the bed naked when you caught him? How's that work? Yeah, he only cheat because of jealousy. Like, all right, shorty, listen, maybe you have too much time on your hands because you ain't thinking right. But unfortunately, sometimes that's how love will do you. Sometimes love ain't always on your side. It's supposed to be. Love is supposed to be supportive. It's supposed to be there fueling your desires, making you feel good, and it does. But sometimes it confuses things and does the wrong thing. Does the wrong thing. But I'm not sure that's love. That might be the person that's talking about the love or supposed to be portraying the love. But nonetheless, that's something that we got to deal with. You know what I'm saying? That's something we got to deal with. Let me see here. Let me see here. All right. Stacey White says, too much time on your hands is the devil's workshop. That's what they say. Carol Chamberlain says, I always heard an idle mind was the devil's workshop. Yeah. But that's only for people who let the devil in. Other people, they have time on their hands. And like I said, they decide to build. How many of y'all know somebody? And I know plenty of y'all know people like this because I do. How many of y'all know people who will never tell you what they have going on? But every time you turn around, they springing some new fly shit on you. I don't know. Maybe they watch too much TV. They like to come up with this shit like, bam, look, I got this new shit. Look, I built this. I bought this. I created this. We doing this now. They have too much time on their hands too. But they decided to build. They decided to construct. They decided to be productive. Other people, I mean, you know, one of the reasons that I have a problem with the idle mind is the devil's playground is because that suggests that good is weaker than evil. And I'm not ready to accept that. It could be that we need to change our definitions and our perceptions about what good and evil is. I'll accept that. I'll definitely accept that. But it's hard for me to wrap my head around if you have a lot of time on your hands and you're going to start getting in trouble, you're going to start doing some dumb shit. I don't know. I don't know. I knew a lot of builders. A lot of builders. I mean, what if we looked at things a little bit differently? And this might be a reach. But if you're the type of person, for example, that works all the time, does that mean you don't have any time? Let me break it down for you a little bit. People who work all the time, we always say that they don't have any time for themselves. But when you really think about it, those of us who don't like to work that much or who don't work at jobs where we enjoy what we do as much or we don't have the motivation to work as much as they do, we don't have enough time to work. Those people have, they have enough time to work and do what they want to do as far as a job is concerned, as far as building up their financial portfolio is concerned. We don't have that type of time. You may have a family at home, children, significant other, spouse, other family members, social life, where you don't have time to be working all the time. Yeah. So is the devil is your idle mind the devil's playground? Like that person who works all the time, in your vision, doesn't have time to themselves. But you have all this time to yourself. You don't have time to work. They're working evidently because they enjoy working. There has to be something to it because who would work all of that overtime? When you know that the more overtime you work, the less money you make. You know, you being a different tax bracket, it just fucks you up. Or working two or three jobs. You don't have time for that. You don't. So from a different perspective, the working person, the person who's a workaholic could look at it like, my idle time is work. And that's what I'm doing with it. Your idle time is making no money. You're not making any money in your idle time. I am. So in the workaholic's mind, the devil is the playground in what you're doing, because you're not making any dough. You off thinking, gazing at the stars, getting high, drinking, you know, partying with your friends, so-called having fun, but you ain't making a dime at it. So I'm not sure if I explained that in the clearest way, but it may be the devil's playground in a different way. It may be the devil's playground in a different way. So let me see. Shirley Cheryl, she says, if I have to watch that, if I have to watch like that, that will take home health care to another level. They better make a program for me to get paid. I hear that. See what he says. I am always building in bed by I'm always building in bed by 10 p.m. What that mean, Stacey? What that mean? But nonetheless, you know, way too much time on your hands. You can't trust your man. You can't trust your woman, because whenever they have time away from you, then they go spend their time with somebody else. Way too much time on their hands. Sounds to me like they don't have too much time on their hands. They're using their time the way that they want to use it. It's just not the time that you would have them spend. And I understand. I get it. Make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if y'all haven't subscribed to the channel yet. You know, we've been trying to do this shit for 3 days. This is the third time we've attempted to do this show. This is crazy. It is. This is crazy. Since Tuesday, we've been trying to do this show. Like, what's really good? Wham. 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 What's good? Okay. So we good. So, yeah. Idle mind is the devil's playground. I don't accept that good is less strong than evil. Especially when you consider that people struggle to do the right thing. People struggle to do good. So how did evil gain so much strength? I don't think that evil has gained strength. I think that maybe he or she has gained popularity. You know, bad things are very popular. Doing bad things, bad press, bad publicity, bad promotion, all of that stuff is very popular. Sex and violence sells daily, day in and day out. You're going to see sex and violence because it's something that the public can never seem to get enough of. Sex and violence, sex and violence, sex and violence. We rarely hear of the good things. It don't get the same type of popularity or press that the negativity does. But it has the same amount of strength, because doing good is infectious. And it's very reinforcing. When something good happens to you, it gives you that good feeling time and time again. We keep chasing that feeling. The same way that a bad feeling is something that reinforces itself also. It just does it in a negative way, because it makes us afraid and hesitant and, you know, just stifles us to a certain degree. And it may not do us all exactly the same way. But it works on us, baby. It works on us hard. It works on us hard. So, way too much time on your head. By the way, if y'all want to call into the show, I invite y'all to call in. And the number to call is area code 319-527-6199. That's the number to call. I said a 319-527-6199. Yes, 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 y'all. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get on the line. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get your shine, baby. 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 319-527-6199, baby. It's a daily Go Get a Minute show. When you have way too much time on your hands. Sometimes when you have way too much time on your hands, it doesn't have anything to do with whether you would do good things or bad things or whatever. Sometimes when you have way too much time on your hands, you can just think about the negativity. Some people have way too much time on their hands to the point where they start to be haunted by the negative things that have happened to them in their lives. That's one of the reasons we were talking about people who work all the time. That's why a lot of people go to work, because their home life is just... You know how many people go to work every day just to get the fuck out of the house? Why do you think they don't take no time off? See, when you've never been through a situation like that, you can't relate to that shit. Most people, they can't wait until the clock, till the bell rings, basically, so they can go the fuck home, chill out, cool out, relax, have a good time. And then there's some people who like, you ask them, can they stay? Sure can. Stay a couple of hours. Yes, I can. Every day, a couple of hours. Yes, I can. But it's really because their home life might be, their home life might just be in shambles. Like, what's going on? Barbara Hill, Cisse, Bobby Hill. Bobby Cisse is all up in the house. How you feeling, Ma? Good to see some of you. Stacy White says, always working on what God told me he want me to work on. I am seeing the fruits of my labor. That's what's up. Cal Chamberlain says, that's true, Omar. Some would rather work than stay home and deal with nonsense. Yeah. But the crazy thing about it is, Carol, that they put the nonsense in the home. The nonsense is only there because they put it there. They helped to get there. Some of them grew the nonsense. It's like homegrown nonsense. Shit. Talking about having way too much time on your hands. There are some people who work all the time to finance the bullshit. Oh, y'all know what I'm talking about? Y'all don't know nobody who has somebody that's financing the bullshit? That's a foreign concept to y'all. Y'all don't know nobody that finances the bullshit. Well, I do. See, some people believe that their chief obligation is to financially provide for whoever they're dealing with. Now, I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with putting your money where your heart is. I'm not saying anything is wrong with that. If that's the way you and your love decide to structure your relationship, I ain't got nothing to say about it. But when it gets to the point where the expectation has become that you will pay for everything that somebody else wants, which is just trust and believe they're going to be wanting something all the time. So when you try to pull back on it and start complaining about it, ain't nobody trying to hear that shit. You wanted it this way because a lot of people believe that whoever pays for everything maintains a certain control over it, which makes sense. Normally, especially in government, they pay for something, they run shit. Yeah, all right, listen. We going to give y'all all of this stimulus money and all of this shit, but when the vaccine come in, we going to mandate that shit. So we don't want to hear that you don't want to take this vaccine shit. Now, if I ain't give y'all that free money, I wouldn't be able to mandate this vaccine, but y'all took that money. Y'all took that motherfucking money, and now y'all going to take that shot. But the money wasn't for the shot. Evidently, you don't know how this works. Yeah, listen, man. You got to understand how it works. So in a relationship, a lot of people believe that they got to bust their ass to make sure that they woman, what they say, happy wife, happy life. But there are women who do the same goddamn thing. So they going to work every day to finance that bullshit that they complaining about all the time. Working overtime and another job and all of that kind of shit. Just so when the whole shit breaks down, they can talk about how much they did to try to keep the relationship afloat. No, all you really did was finance it. Anybody can throw money at a situation. That ain't going to fix it, homie. That ain't going to fix it. But listen, that's personal knowledge. They're not going to fill you in on those details anyway. They're not going to fill you in on those details. But yeah, I definitely know people who have financed the bullshit that goes on in their home. It is what it is. You think it won't win it with. So when we start talking about having way too much time on your hands, we could be talking about people who come up with crazy jokes, you know, just little mindless banter and chatter. Or we could talk about somebody who learned how to build a bomb. We can talk about somebody who shaved down the pin on a gun and made that shit, and made it from a semi-automatic to a fully automatic weapon. Bang, bang, pop, 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 pop. Yeah. It's not a hard thing to do if you have a couple of minutes. Do you know what I'm saying? It's real shit. Having way too much time on your hands. Can you trust your man? Can you trust your woman when they have way too much time on their hands? And shit, you know, honestly, we talking about can you trust your man or your woman? What about when you have way too much time on your hands and you're jealous and possessive? So whenever you suspect that your man or your woman is untrustworthy, you have all of this time. You know what? I ain't gonna lie to y'all. I've always wondered how people have enough time and fortitude to be able to stalk somebody. How do you, listen, I would love to have that level of love for somebody, care for somebody to the point where I'm gonna find out what they doing every waking moment of their days to make sure that they are being 100% faithful. Like a stalker has to be everywhere you are all the time. They're like hunters. They will just wait. They waiting and they looking and looking and then they waiting and they waiting and they looking and we're looking and they waiting and they waiting and they looking and then they waiting and waiting, looking and looking and looking, wait. Way too much time on their hands. I'd be like, well, when did they go to work? I ain't talking about the text. And call gangsters blowing up your phone crazy. Well, I texted you 10 minutes ago. How come it's taking you so long to text me back? You know, when I see that kind of shit on social media, I be like, man, what the fuck is this? Yeah. Get you a girl that's goofy. What's that stupid ass meme? Get you a girl that's goofy, likes to stay home. What is it? Y'all seen it. Get you. who doesn't like to go out, is goofy. It's like two other things or whatever. So they basically describing a homebody who don't have nothing to do except concentrate on you. But the part that gets me is who likes to stay home. I'm like, a fucking jealous, possessive type of person wrote this shit. I can see doesn't like to go out excessively, but they said likes to stay home. Like, get you a girl that basically doesn't care about the world, whether they know about it or see it. And she's also, she should be goofy, running around in her panties and underwear being goofy. Hey, baby. Hey. Well, catch me and do it. Want to play adult, catch me, catch a girl, get a girl. I don't know. What the fuck is he talking about? I don't know. Maybe I have too much time on my hands because I'm always reading into shit. I'll be reading into it. I see that we have a caller on the line. Caller with the last number 6606. Welcome to the Daily Go Getterism Show. What's on your mind this evening? What's good?
Well, Go, how are you doing? This is Joe.
Go to Joe. No, you're the only one.
That's right.
I'm gonna let it go to Joe. Go to
right.
Joe. Go, go. What's up, man?
Yeah. So you're talking about does your family life, married life, have your spouse have too much time on their hands, and what are they doing about it? Is that the theme?
Well, sort of. We're talking about when anybody has what's described as way too much time on their hands. Like, can they be trusted when they have a lot of idle time, or are they more constructive and productive when they have more time on their hands? What's been your experience with people?
Okay, so with others, because see, I have a lot of time on my hands, but I like it that way. Okay, I got residual income coming in. I don't have to brave the traffic, subways, buses, cars, the unwashed masses, and I like it that way. I can go and come when I want to. The pandemic, plandemic has really, fucked up my social life because I'm not married. But other than that, if the plandemic wasn't here, it would be great to me. A lot of people don't know how to handle it. But if you have a spouse or a partner and they have a lot of time on their hands and you're worried about them, then either the person who's worried, you have to ask, does he or she have a good reason? And if they do, then they should jettison that albatross. If you got to be worried about somebody that you like, then stop liking them and go on to somebody else, because you're not going to change them.
I agree. I do. I really agree with that. Like, I don't know how you can have enough time to defend yourself all the time or to have to chase behind somebody who you think is doing you dirty. Like, isn't somebody doing you dirty enough reason to act on that and get on up out of there? Now I understand that feeling.
Oh, sure. Yeah, you're right, of course. But see, people want to make it work. There's always a conflicting type of ideology that runs in our heads. It's like, let's make it work. Let's get rid of her. Let's get rid of him. Let's make it work with him. Let's make it work with her. So people are always, dichotomized. But from my experience, and you wouldn't believe, I saw one of your videos. I couldn't believe that you're as old as you are, because you sound like you're in your 20s or 30s. And when I say old, I'm older than you. And
well,
I can't believe, I can't believe that you sound as young as you do. But, people always think I'm in my 40s, but I never thought that a guy that looks like he's in his late 40s or 50s would sound like he's in his late 20s. That's you. And, you got a lot of energy. So, so kudos to you for keeping up, I guess, your good health in order for you to have that energy. I see a lot of people my age walking around with their head bent down. Well, that's not your age, but my age. Walking with their head bent down, you know, back hunched over. And I feel like saying to them, you know, you're seeing the wrong doctor. Yeah, right? Because your doctor is probably making you sicker to get more money out of you. You've got to straighten up. You've got to, you know, you still got a few more years left. But the thing is, getting back to the topic of your show, again, and you also mentioned if somebody's financing a relationship, they feel that they own it. Well, that's another thing that men are conditioned to believe. If I am paying for everything, I am the leader. I'm the protector and provider. And she should be the one that, you know, forget the PC about being subservient, acquiescent, and all that kind of stuff. She should be actually grateful. But if she's not grateful, stop financing a failed relationship.
You know what? For years, I've said that if your father was a trick and your grandfather was a trick, you're going to be tricking. Like, because that's what you've been told. That's what you've been taught. Mm-hmm. And so those lessons are going to stick. Now, I don't have anything against a man providing for his family or his situation. I don't have any problem with that. However, you have to, if you're going to make an agreement, just like if you went into a store to buy a product, you would look at, if the product called for it, you would, you know, view the warranty information on it to make sure that if it breaks or it doesn't perform the way it's supposed to, that you would be able to get your money back, or that you'd be able to get it fixed for free. We do that stuff on other stuff that we pay for, but when it comes to people, we want to secretly expect things based on the money we're putting out, but then only complain like we're the victim when they don't act the way that we want them to act. I'm like, now how about you make sure that, you know, you get what you're paying for up front. If you're going to play that game, play it structured. You know what I mean? Make sure that the rules are put in place.
Yeah, and don't play it too long, because if there are men who were in a situation for 2 to 3 years and they've been suspicious of their spouse or their girlfriend for 2 to 3 years, and you've been paying the bills, even a huge portion of her bills, sorry to say it, guy, but, you know, even though you've been dichotomized with the different ideologies being pumped into your head ever since we were kids, you know, you've got to learn not to be as trusting. Yes, you have a right to expect it, but if you're not getting it and you're suspicious of it, confront her, get it out in the open, and leave even if it breaks your heart, because time will heal. That's my advice.
Yeah, I agree. I do. I agree. Listen, you can pay to be happy, you can pay to be sad. But you're going to get one of the other. You know,
yeah.
And neither one of them will last forever. But listen, man, you know. Go ahead.
Uh-huh. Have I ever told you about my the piece of paper technique? That before a person really starts a relationship, you take out a piece of paper and you write down what you like, what you don't like about each other. You describe certain situations that may come up in the future, and you find out how each person would handle it. So that way you find out what their particular mindsets are, because that's not a guarantee for getting a good relationship, but it certainly is to me an antidote about how not to stay in a bad one.
Right. Right. I agree. You're not going to fail yourself by planning more. You know what I mean? You owe it to yourself.
Yeah.
So try to get as much information as you can and work it to your advantage. But, you know, like I said, a lot of people try to keep their agenda or their motivation secret, but it comes out in the long run. And I can't think of a situation that's worse than paying for something that you're getting absolutely nothing out of. It's like the IRS. Like, nah, man. Nah. So you took all of this money. You took all this money out of my check before I even saw it, and you're putting it where I don't even have any say.
Where I don't even want it. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I don't know what y'all doing with the money that y'all said I had to pay, because I would go to jail if I don't pay it, but I know this is not a good situation. So in that situation, I can't control it. well, to a certain degree you can, but for the most part you can't. And the general public doesn't.
Right.
But nonetheless, yeah. But in your personal situations, you can get as much information as you can and test it out there to make sure that it's going to work in your favor. But we fail to do so because our emotions make
that,
it absolutely different.
Yeah. What you said was very important, to test it, because I feel that it's better to have a broken heart, semi-broken heart now, than to have a real broken heart later. Oh, and by the way, tell me something. Do those beads you wear symbolize something?
Yeah. Remember back in the 80s?
Okay. Sorry. All right.
Remember back in the 80s when a lot of hip-hop artists used to wear big gold chains and drug dealers used to wear big gold chains? Well,
and the grill? Yeah.
No. We never did that on... We never did that where I'm from. I'm from Philly. We didn't do the
grill.
Yeah, we didn't do that.
All right.
That was too much. So I wanted to have these beads to symbolize the struggle of us teenagers back in the 80s. You know, so it's sort of reminiscent of that, especially since it's throwback.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it was a similar nostalgia in a way, huh?
Yeah, without the gold.
Yeah.
So yeah. This is for the struggle of the 80s teenagers. Yeah.
Oh, all right. But I thought they symbolized something because they were large blocks, and I didn't think that people would want to wear large blocks unless that actually reminded them of something. Oh, okay. So, so when a man,
it definitely meant definitely stand out the way they I told them to design them exactly that way. Like, so you can't miss them.
Well, yeah, well, you're right about that. because they're very evident. So I'm glad I caught on to the fact that they were symbolic. But the men, when they finance it, they do have a right to get something. Oh, and when you were talking about stalking, unfortunately, stalking has a legal underpinning to it. Now, I'm like you in that if I knew that a person was paying attention to me a lot and I liked her, that would be different. I knew a girl who kind of did that, but I wasn't into her. So luckily, she was only a minor nuisance. But if I found that somebody had a secret crush on me and she was just dynamite and she wanted to find out all about me without being too nosy, and I don't know how that can happen, but let's say it could, then I would feel kind of flattered. But to have somebody that you don't want around and they're kind of checking up on you to find out where you were. There's a name for that, too. I forget the name. It's close to limerick, but it's not limerick. It's limnitz, you know, it's that unrequited love type of thing.
Yeah.
And I don't know. You know what I mean? Yeah.
It's called a pain in the ass.
Yeah. Colloquially, yeah, instead of the real verbiage. Right.
How the fuck did I get into this?
Yeah, I like you, babe, but I like you from two states away. Can you manage that? Thank you.
Unfortunately, it is. It's like that sometimes. You have to communicate that sometimes. They might not go for it, but what difference does it make if you're happy up right next to each other or you're happy two states away? I mean, you know, pick your poison. But you do have some control over that.
Mm-hmm.
But listen, I got to get out of here, man. I got to get out of here. But I appreciate you coming through. I'm glad you saw the video so you could put a face with the with the madness.
With the voice, Well, you know, you've got your meme up there on your show, and you know, I think it says Urban Relationships with Son, and it's a young guy, and you sound like, you know, when you were, I guess that's you, when you were younger. But then I took a look at you, and I say, where the hell's Coquettism? Where is he? Oh, that must be him. Jesus, he's got a lot of energy, you know. And I said, hey, I think I have a lot of energy, too. I'm not dead yet.
Yeah.
You know?
You know what? It's funny. Seeing somebody in a still photo is one thing, but when you see their mouth move, it's like a whole different thing. Like, wow, it's something else. Didn't expect that.
Well, it's got, yeah. Right. Personality is being shown, yeah.
Without a doubt. But good looking out, man. Thanks for calling in. I'll holler at you later.
Yeah. Okay, I know you got to do glorious. What, shout outs to the birthday people. Okay.
There you go.
I'll see you next time, go.
All right, man. See you. Good call as usual. Good looking out. All right, y'all. We have some birthday shout outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. January 13th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box. Randall Noah turning 39 years old. I'm sorry, 59 years old today. And Selena Smart turning 37 years old today. And Shadia Hopper turning 44 years old today. Bow, bow. And also the hoster, Osirion. Happy birthday to you. And last but not least, this is my girl right here. Live right down the street from us. Right down the street. Her and her three sisters. Yeah, had three sisters. Lost one at a young age. Rest in peace to Donna. I'm talking about Tina Dent. Happy birthday to you, Tina Dent, turning 51 years old today. We had classes together. I never really realized that Tina was younger than me because her birthday was in, she was born in 71 instead of 70. I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious. January 13th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally, all of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out. Rock on and do the damn, the rock out. Rock on and do the damn, rock out. Rock on and do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, when you have way too much time on your hands, if you even have to say that, that means that there's already a problem that exists. However, like I said, builders and destroyers, you have to decide which one of them is for your word. I want to thank all of y'all for coming through. I appreciate y'all mucho, and that's like this much. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love you all to death. Resuscitate you and love you right back to life. We'll be back tomorrow. We'll be back tomorrow, even if we have to beg for the stars. We will be right here tomorrow. Thanks for coming through, y'all. Don't forget to hit the like button. Don't forget to share the show. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. Blog Talk, we're going to get you on up out of here. I say holla back. I say peace. I say bye-bye. Yes, sir. Bye-bye.